Test 1, Training Test. Part 2. Now turn to Part 2. You will hear a detective called Emerson Davis talking to a group of university students about the value of DNA exams in the criminal justice system. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
A DNA fingerprint of every active criminal in Britain will be taken as part of government plans for a wide-ranging overhaul of the criminal justice system, the Prime Minister announced yesterday. In his first public announcement since returning from holiday, Tony Blair promised to deliver a court system fit for the 21st century. Addressing police officers in Kent, he accused the courts of being run for their own convenience, and pledged to ensure that victims, witnesses and police giving evidence would receive more respect. Mr. Blair declared the justice system archaic, saying it hampered police efforts to keep up with organised crime, and announced a £107 million package to expand the DNA database. By 2004, the database should hold more than 3 million samples, equivalent to almost the whole criminal class of the UK, Downing Street claimed. Mr. Blair's DNA plans and his strongly worded attack on the state of the courts, police and probation services met opposition from the legal profession and other groups. The Bar Council warned the Prime Minister not to apply the flamethrower of permanent revolution to the courts, while the National Association of Probation Officers warned that a lack of staff could scupper the DNA plans. In his speech at Kent Police Headquarters in Maidstone, Mr. Blair said he wanted the government's review of the criminal justice system to be a harbinger of really radical reform. Signalling what is likely to be a central project of his second term in office, he said the crime overhaul would have the ambition and scope of the NHS National Plan and changes to education. I think we have effectively got a 19th century justice system in a 21st century world. We have totally failed to keep up to date with the fact that we've got major organised crime operating in a completely different way to 50 or 60 years ago, the Prime Minister said. In a clear attempt to outflank the Tories on crime, Mr. Blair also stressed that he was in favour of so-called zero tolerance and wanted a society based on respect for others. Automatic 3-year sentences for burglars, life for repeat rapists, registration of sex offenders, and a commitment to restricting the right to trial by jury were all a coherent attack on crime, as was the idea of expanding the DNA database.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
A DNA fingerprint of every active criminal in Britain will be taken as part of government plans for a wide-ranging overhaul of the criminal justice system, the Prime Minister announced yesterday. In his first public announcement since returning from holiday, Tony Blair promised to deliver a court system fit for the 21st century. Addressing police officers in Kent, he accused the courts of being run for their own convenience, and pledged to ensure that victims, witnesses and police giving evidence would receive more respect. Mr. Blair declared the justice system archaic, saying it hampered police efforts to keep up with organised crime, and announced a £107 million package to expand the DNA database. By 2004, the database should hold more than 3 million samples, equivalent to almost the whole criminal class of the UK, Downing Street claimed. Mr. Blair's DNA plans and his strongly worded attack on the state of the courts, police and probation services, met opposition from the legal profession and other groups. The Bar Council warned the Prime Minister not to apply the flamethrower of permanent revolution to the courts, while the National Association of Probation Officers warned that a lack of staff could scupper the DNA plans. In his speech at Kent Police Headquarters in Maidstone, Mr. Blair said he wanted the government's review of the criminal justice system to be a harbinger of really radical reform. Signalling what is likely to be a central project of his second term in office, he said the crime overhaul would have the ambition and scope of the NHS National Plan and changes to education. I think we have effectively got a 19th century justice system in a 21st century world. We have totally failed to keep up to date with the fact that we've got major organised crime operating in a completely different way to 50 or 60 years ago, the Prime Minister said. In a clear attempt to outflank the Tories on crime, Mr. Blair also stressed that he was in favour of so-called zero tolerance and wanted a society based on respect for others. Automatic 3-year sentences for burglars, life for repeat rapists, registration of sex offenders, and a commitment to restricting the right to trial by jury were all a coherent attack on crime, as was the idea of expanding the DNA database.
That's the end of part 2.